The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's February the 4th. We've got an event coming up this coming Friday that we're going to talk about. It's Chili Supper. I know you're going to take part. But Todd Davison, first we go to Todd Davison, Maples Rep Theater. Good to have you here,
Todd. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
This is February, but we're talking about what you have got coming up at Maples Rep this summer.
We're talking about summer and fall. This February is like audition month for me. I'm going to be all over the United States seeing people, setting up, hiring folks to come in for the summer. So let's
recap last year. You had a banner year last year.
We did. Last year was our 10th season, so we were celebrating, you know, being 10 years in existence and some really big shows. In the summertime, we had Chicago and South Pacific.
Chicago was the best production of Chicago that I've seen anywhere.
Thank you very much.
In fact, it was so good I came back to see it twice.
And then in the fall, we had Church Basement Ladies, and that was our biggest selling show, had been before, and so we did a sequel, two sequels, and both of those were record breakers also.
Yeah,
so we
hilarious.
Ended up fall great.
So what do you got coming up this year?
So this year, we're opening with Forever Plaid, a great musical, about four guys, music group.
On the Ed Sullivan Show.
Correct. And then we have a little play called The Boys Next Door, which is about four mentally handicapped people who live in a group home together and their social worker that works with them. It's really a lovely little comedy, very funny and also really heartwarming as you kind of learn the personalities of these four interesting characters.
Okay.
And then Big River, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn is our big show for the summertime. It opens in July, and so we're real excited about that. Yeah. You know, we're up there in North Missouri where we're just on back door to Hannibal, and so we're really excited to bring Big River.
That I remember Errol Rock did that, I want to say about 20 years ago.
Several years ago.
And it is a beautiful, beautiful
It is
production.
Beautiful. The music is great. Roger Miller wrote the score and won a Tony for that. It's really, really fun, full of energy. It's one of those shows where there's a cast of about 19 we'll hire, and they'll play, you know, 40-something characters, so you get to see people
and
do lots of different things.
It's a perfect show to see in the summertime. It's a perfect summer show.
It is great. Also, I'd like to say that we also have room in Big River for some local folks to join our cast and work with the professional company, and we're having a audition at the theater in Macon on Saturday the 15th.
February. So if you always wanted to be in show business,
that's right.
This is your opportunity. You can now. Do they have to sing and dance?
They have to be able to sing, not dance so much. We won't ask them to dance too much, but we would like them to sing. Yeah.
Do they have to sing well?
Well, how about with exuberance?
Okay.
So we invite anyone from high school age on up to come out to be a part of Big River.
If you want to audition locally, you can be a part of Big River. They come up to – do they need to call you ahead of time?
They just need to show up that day. We'll be there from 10 to 2. They can call ahead if they want to talk to me. I'll talk to them. But just show up at the
Maples
theater.
At Maples Rep in Macon.
Yep. That's okay. Exactly right.
Okay. So then you want to talk about what you have in the fall?
Yep. And in the fall, we have Bingo, the winning musical, about four ladies who love to go around to bingo parlors and play. And it's a musical. It's really, really funny. And then on the Odd Couple.
Is this
couple,
a Catholic one?
No, it's not Catholic. Not necessarily Catholic bingo. This non-denominational bingo.
Okay.
So then we have The Odd Couple, Neil Simon classic. And then we will finish up the year next year, or this year, with Winter Wonderettes, which is a sequel to The Marvelous Wonderettes. It's four girls from the 60s who sing all the girl group music, and it's their Christmas concert. They're coming together for a little reunion concert.
Okay. All right. So if you want more information on any of this, you can go to the Maples Rep website.
Absolutely. MaplesRep.com.
And if you want to audition to be in Big River, we've got so much talent around here.
Yep, we do.
Okay.
Come on out.
You just go out on February 15th.
Yep.
Okay. And you're located in Macon, Missouri.
Correct.
At that beautiful old theater.
The Royal Theater,
All right. Todd Davison, thank you so very much
for
coming by.
Yep.
All right. Now, we're going to talk about a chili supper that is coming up in just about 3 or 4 days now. This is the Show Me Central Missouri Habitat for Humanity Chili Supper, which is a fundraiser, correct? And we've got Bill View and Jennifer James with us. Pleasure to have
both of
you here.
It's good to be here.
Yeah. Now, tell me about, first of all, let's talk about Show Me Habitat for Humanity.
Habitat for Humanity here in Columbia has built 124 homes to date since 1988.
Now, we had Kelly Smith on from Jeff City.
River City.
Yeah,
sure.
River City. And you guys work together, too,
We work together, yes. We're different projects, but we work together. It's all for the same thing, building decent, affordable homes for God's people in need.
Yeah. How many homes have you built?
124 since 1988.
That's a lot of
homes. That's a lot of homes. Currently, we're building about 9 homes a year, and all of these homes are sold to the homeowners. Mm-hmm. They have to buy them. It's a hand up, not a handout. And they all pay a mortgage over 20 years, and the mortgage is no interest and no profit.
And they also have to put sweat equity into it, don't
they? They do. They do. A minimum of 250 up to 350 hours on each home.
Yeah. And you know what? You got to feel good about that. They have to feel good about it. They help build their own home that they're living in.
Sure. And the great thing about that is not only do they help build it, but then they see how it's built and they get a feel for, hey, when something goes wrong with my house, maybe I can do some of these repairs because I've seen it done and I've helped do it.
Okay. Now, tell me about the Chili Supper. This is a fundraiser for Habitat,
it is.
Right?
Calvary Episcopal Church hosts this fundraiser every year, and it will be on February 7th from 4:30 to 8 p.m.
That's this coming Friday,
right.
4:30 in the afternoon until 8
mm-hmm,
o'clock
to 8
at Calvary Episcopal
Calvary
Church.
Calvary Episcopal Church in the parish hall.
Okay.
And tickets are available at the door. You can also purchase them at the church office or at the Habitat office on Monroe Street.
And it's probably the best chili that you will ever taste anywhere.
It's fabulous.
Now, who makes the chili?
We do.
Oh, the Calvary Episcopal ladies make the chili.
We do, yes.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that because Maple's rep did church basement ladies, and I was thinking of the Calvary Episcopal church ladies. Are you making it in the kitchen at Calvary Episcopal
yes.
Church?
Yes.
And everybody is invited to attend. How much money are you hoping that you will raise for this event?
Well, we want to raise as much as we possibly can, and all the proceeds from this go directly to Habitat. So thousands would be wonderful.
Okay. I hope you do raise thousands and thousands of dollars. So mark it on your calendar. It'll be this Friday, February the 7th, from 4:30 in the afternoon until?
8 p.m.
And you get a bowl of chili?
You get a bowl of chili, a slaw, a beverage, and the ladies also make brownies and cookies.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And that all goes with it?
It
does.
How
much does it cost?
$8 for adults, $4 for children.
Well, that's a steal. All right. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Mark it on your calendar, okay? We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, dog bite prevention and native plants. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Casey Morrell. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there is something you would like to hear or see, I would love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.